Rabbi, so we had a gewaldig chiddush from Stipler yesterday, which is very negeya. So the way the Stipler understands that juice, the reason why you have to come on to Zeya, and it's not enough to just say, well, it's nishtana. L'chayr, it changes from a solid to a noizel, to a liquid. Ein l'chashini gadol mizeh. Where the food was Mirusik, where it was grounded. So we had a machloikis, Rambam and Rashi. If it's completely consistency has changed, Rashi says, shahakal, and the Rambam says, maintains her eitz. But l'chara, everybody should agree, it was nishtane completely into a liquid. So what do you have to come on to say? There's many different approaches how to answer this kasha. Why did Gemara need it to come on to Zeya? Even to such a degree that some Rishonim learned that's cool for the Gemara's heart. The Stipler says an unbelievable Chiddush, which we're going to use a lot in different contexts. He says that the liquid in the fruit is not Nishtana. It's there. There's liquid in the fruit. There's a Pekidah's liquid in the fruit. The liquid itself didn't change. So according to the Stipler, juice is less changed than pressed banana or pressed dates. Pressed dates, I took the date and I changed the consistency of that date. Right? It was a hard solid and now I made it into a paste, into an iso. Right? And when I take a liquid out of an apple, I didn't change that liquid. That liquid was there. I extracted it. I extracted the liquid. That's the Stipler's Achidish. Were it not to be for Zeya, then Taka, it would qualify potentially for a brocha of the min itself. So we left with many, many sveikis in halacha. Like the Gemara says, Pshat Miyachada. Today we're going to go to the first shaila we had, which I told you, Machlekes between Rav Zalman Achem and Rav Shlomo Zalman, on all minim that are pressed. If they have pieces in them, what bracha do you make on it? So I was always noite kedas with Shlomo Zalman, that if you have, let's say, crunchy, whatever you want to call it, applesauce, ukedoma, chunky peanut butter, all the minim that are mismayach, where according to the Rambam, you would still make the bracha anyway. Because according to the Rambam, applesauce is oitz. According to Rashi, applesauce is shakal, if it's creamy applesauce. If it's crunchy, right, if it has pieces in it, even though it has a lot of paste in it, doesn't matter. Then you make oitz. So the Zalman Nechemia's taina was that l'chayr, according to Rashi, the creamy part of the applesauce is shakal, right, according to Rashi. And the chunks are taka oitz. So Rav Zalman Nechemia gefrecht. So I don't understand. Chunky applesauce. The trunks should be a tuffle. You should make a shahakal on the applesauce, kedas Rashi. There are little pieces of apples in there that theoretically those pieces are her eights. True. This is tuffle. Tuffle vehicle. The dimion I gave you is if somebody was having strawberry ice cream, and in the strawberry ice cream there were pieces of strawberries. Avadi, make a shahakal. There's pieces of strawberries in there. Yeah, the pieces of strawberries are a book, a tuffle. Thus, he given the taina from Zalman Nechemia. He told me that his shver was matchim b'shtei yadayim. Zalman, or benish mazbel given. Didn't explain to me why he said it's not a taina. Didn't explain to me why. So I want to explain to you what I think is daiti, so Shlomo Zalman. And with that, we'll answer this whole halacha. In the Shulchan Aruch, which seems to be a Dover Pella. Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, V'yeshayimim l'varach shahakol. That's the Shittas Rashi, right? The Trumas Hadeshan in Rashi. V'yeshayimim l'varach shahakol. V'toiv lochush l'chatchila l'varach shahakol. It's good. Good to make a shahakol. Avol l'mberach b'yipri yitzyotza. Keni reik. If you're medayit good in this Ramah, you see l'chayra two things. Number one, you see that he seems to say, ha'etz is also good here. L'chayra, Ha'eitz is a suffix if you, according to Rashi and Ayotza. Right? Machloik is Rishonim. According to Trumas Hadeshin and Rashi, Ha'eitz is not, the Ramah is not mashma like that. The Ramah is not, it's not mashma if you made Ha'eitz, you Yotza because maybe you made a bracha according to the Rambam. It's mashma that even on the tzad, V'yeshayimim uvarach aleim shahakal, v'toiv lochosh l'chat chivashah, avumbech boi priyayt yotza. Ken yirik. That's number one. Number two, the bracha achrona that the Mishabur is talking about, which is that if it's from the Zion meaning, that the Mishabur over here says that avad, if it's nisrasku, even though you make a bur in the fashas, he says, mikomokam la'alocha kaimlon gedas ha-machab. He says, but however, if it's mishivas ha-minim, he says, then bur in the fashas ain't a poiteres. And then avad, you have to make the broch of the Shivas Aminim. Avad, it's good to have another minim, but nearly Shiyuchal of Archmein Sholish. Kain Mashma Miloshin Aramod the Toifis Leikir Shibrachose Bar Priates. It's interesting. Why am I allowed to make a main Sholish? It's a Suffolk Brochas. Luchara. It's a Suffolk Brochas. According to Rashi, I don't make a main Sholish. Right? It's a Suffolk Brachas. Elamai Bar Nefashis is a Suffolk, like Rambam, it's not a Bar Nefashis. Good. The Potter and Gans. Suffolk Brachas. What's this? It doesn't sound like this is a Suffolk Brachas. It sounds like the Ramah is saying it's better to make a Shahakol than a Ha'etz. That's the better way to go. The way the Ramah reads, better to make a shakel, but if you make a eitz, it's also good. And going with that thought, the Mishabura says, good. So if it's shivas aminim, since really it's her eitz, so then avadi, you have to make main sholosh. Can't make a burn of fashas. Right. But what's pshat? It's like a modna din. So I want to explain to you something very sadistic. And that is, whenever a bracha changes, and again, we're going to use this a lot throughout Hilchos Brachos. Whenever a bracha changes, okay, there is different reasons why a bracha could change, why it loses its mother bracha, its main bracha, right? Three mefurisha reasons we see in the Gemara and the Rishonim, potential reasons, are as follows. One is that the pri becomes ois pri, becomes something different. Not even necessarily limited to Hilchos Brachos. It's Pokad Hashem Pri. I'll give you an example. The Gemara talks about cooked fruit, cooked vegetables, right? And the Gemara wants to say that it's totally in a Shaila if you could be Yotze Mitzvahs Matzah on a cooked matzah. The Gemara Brachos. Right? Mayim Shemitah Etzal Sinai. Clearly, on that side, the Gemara is saying, is that if a cooked food loses its original shem, so it's a new thing. Because matzah has nothing to do with the bracha. Matzah is, I'm not yotze because it lost the shem matzah. It's not matzah anymore. That would mean that this thing is no longer, it's not a cucumber anymore. It lost its shem. And that's the tzushtel. It's not a cucumber anymore, so therefore you wouldn't make adoma, and it's not a matzah anymore, therefore you're not yotze mitzachilas matzah. So that whole sugya is talking about what I would call in Beloshen Chazal, Hafkas HaPri. It's not the fruit anymore. Right? In that case, if somebody would go make the bracha, they make a burpee adam. That's like making a burpee adam on a piece of meat. It's not a pri adam anymore. Halachically, it was changed. And that shinoi made it a new thing. And now, just like the Gemara is saying, if it's a matzah and you would eat it, you didn't eat matzah. You ate something else. You didn't eat matzah. So you didn't eat a cucumber. Right. So that's one form of losing its bracha. Okay. That's one. There's another form found in the Gemara, mefurish, and that's if you eat something shaloi kederech achilos. There you also don't make the bracha that's meant for this thing. Even though it is that thing, right? So if I eat a raw chitim, yeah, it is that thing, right? If you eat a vegetable that's not normal to eat raw, potentially you make a shakel. Not because it's not a vegetable. It is a vegetable. Nothing happened to change it. It's the ultimate pli adam. It's right out of the ground. Nothing changed. It's perfect. It's exactly the way it came out of the ground. Doesn't matter. That's not objectively not a pri adama. That's how I would call it shaloi derech achilose. Shaloi derech achilose. According to the Rif and Rambam, this is like pivotal in Ilchos Brachos. When we don't make a bracha, it's because of that. L'moshel, by chitim, by ground chitim, by that sugya where many of the Rishonim learn, it's nishtane, and that's why you would make a shahakol. The Rif says it's not derech achilose b'kach. It's not the way to eat it. It's not the way you normally eat it. That's the, right? Then, there's a third category of why something could lose its shein bracha. And that is because it's nishtana ligreyusa. Which means, not like the case that I told you about a cooked thing, now it's a new thing, it's not originally what it was. So the Gemara gives examples by spice, a spice, let's say, which you cut up. Right, so you ground it up. So it's like similar to like chitim that you made into kemach. But, over there the Gemara talks about by lefusa, the grounding it makes it better. It's better than it was. It's better than it was. So if it improved it, improved the spice, then bimilsayu kaimi, still make the same bracha. So what do you see from this Gemara? Critical thing. From this Gemara you see that the shinui doesn't make it not the same min, because like by the cooking case that I gave you, let's say the cooking would make it better. Doesn't matter. Let's say the cooked matzah is even better than it was when it was just baked, plain baked. Right? Doesn't matter. It's not a matzah anymore. It's better. It's a better new thing. It's not a matzah. You can't make amoitz. You can't be Pesach with it. The shinui of the fruit by cutting it up, by grinding it, you see from the Gemara, doesn't make it ois fruit. Because if it makes it ois fruit, it wouldn't help the fact that it's a shinui lamaila. You know, it made it even better. So what? It's not. You hop what I'm telling you. So from the Gemara, you see that when you change something, you grind it up, you cut it up, you press it up, whatever you're doing there, you could have that same shinui. But if it was an upgrade, it's not going to lose its bracha. So that's very remarkable, because that's telling us that the shinui was not so much the fact that it loses its shem, it got downgraded. You chap what I'm saying? It's different than when we were talking about cooked. When we were talking about cooked something losing its bracha, they were saying it lost its identity. It's not that anymore. The cucumber is not a cucumber anymore. It lost its identity. It's a misplaced bracha. If you would say Boyer Pri Adama, you're Meshaker B'Brocha. It's not what it is, right? By Lefusa, by the spice, if you grind it up and you would make a Boyer Pri Adama, it's true. But this food got demoted. It was nishtana. When you grind something up, by definition, you're downgrading it, unless it's an improvement. So, I'm getting there. That's what I'm getting to. So l'chayra over there, if somebody would make adoma, there'd be a tzad that you could be yes. I'm not saying for sure. It wouldn't be amaratzis to say such a thing. You could say, so what I'm telling you is like this. We started the issue and we said, there's a big machloikis, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi holds if you grind something up or you make it into a paste, if it's a new consistency, shakel. The Rambam said, hoitz, right? So, until we had this chiluk that I just told you now, it would appear, according to Rashi, it's a shakel, and an eitz would be a bracha levatola. And according to the Rambam, it's oetz. Shahakal won't be levatola, because you can make shahakal on anything, but it's oetz, it's not shahakal. Right? Now I'm telling you a different thing. I'm telling you no. According to Rambam, it didn't get downgraded. It did not get downgraded. Right? That's the Shita of Rambam. Did not get downgraded, even though it turned into a paste. Since it's still nicker, it did not get downgraded. That's the Rambam. Rashi says no. If it's Nisrasik or Gamri, it got downgraded. But it's still potentially possible to say that if you made a Yitz, he's still Yitz. Right? Zoktei l'kechai Odom. If you made a Yitz, he's Yitz. What's pshat? The way I'm telling you, it's very geschmack. Because it's still the fruit. It's a downgraded fruit. There's what we would call a sulam abrochus. There's a ladder of brochus. So a fruit gets a chosh of a brochus. It's graduated to this bakovedik abrocha ha'etz. Oh, you got slapped around a little bit. You got cut up. Okay, we're downgrading you. Shahakal. Right. But if somebody said ha'etz, they didn't ill describe the item. It's correct. So mele, it's kolul the bracha. You'll still be yaitzer. Oy bazei dos mein to ramor lemaise in berach boyer priyitz yotzer. Not because of suffik brachas. Not suffik brachas. It's because it's still eitz. It is. That's what it is. Elomai, you got downgraded. Okay, fine. Got downgraded. It's okter ramor, but nearer came nearer ikyon. Zokte mishabura vayis dechoyis. It is eitz. It's still eitz. If that's the case, if it's from the Shivas Aminim, I need main shalish. Potentially. I would still need a main shalish. It could even well be that I need main shalish make a radin. You understand? I need main shalish. Even according to Rashi, I would need a main shalish. So I just want the Doylem to get this clear, that the Shinui Brocha is not always reflective of the fact that the fruit lost its identity. There is such a parsha of losing an identity. And that's by, on the tzad of the Gemara, when you cook a vegetable. Or potentially Zeah. See, Zeah could very well be something like that. Zeah could be, it's just not part of the fruit. If you hold that Zeah is not part of the fruit. So that would be an example of, if you made her eights on Zeah, Narishkeit, right? Because it's not identifying what it's the wrong identity. That's what, okay, so that's at least we have Pshot Miyochoda. Oh, just one last thing. So now I understand why Rav Shlomo Zalman held that if there's pieces in it, so it doesn't get downgraded. Now that it didn't get downgraded, there's no Tofel Vehikel. Tofel Vehikel is two different foods. Here there's no two different foods. There's apples. It's all apples. It didn't lose the same apples. It's just that part of it is not roy for AIDS. It didn't graduate for AIDS. As long as the mixture has it, it's gewaldic. Okay, stop. You see how much you have to schwitz on one line in Shulchan Aruch? That's the point. Okay.
It's interesting that Ramah doesn't say, why doesn't he say, you've got the Rambam. And you have Rashi works.